Well, so hello, this is Ashley Blakeney. She's going to be my assistant, and I'm Thomas Roboto. And we're just going to be interviewing, if you will say yeah. Full name.
Yeah, my name is MD Shakalad Bhuyan, and you can call me Raj. This is my nickname.
All right, Raj. So we're just going to be talking about your life as a ESL student here at TCC. So today's date is September 24th, 2019. The time is 1:18, and we're going to be doing this interview for the Global Oral History Program of OSU. So I guess just opening question, just kind of where did you live in Bangladesh?
I live in Bangladesh. The town is called Dhaka. It's the capital city in Bangladesh.
So what's home life like there?
I was a student before I moved here. And when I moved here, then I was like 25th years old. So I just studying in my country. That's all I did.
How old are you now?
I am around 29.
Okay.
So, what was life like living in Bangladesh?
I'm sorry?
What was it like living in Bangladesh?
Still I missed my country, yeah, because my culture, my language, everything is different from here. So, that's why I like my culture, my neighbor, my friends, I still miss them.
What do you consider, are you going to be staying in US or are you going to be moving back to Bangladesh?
I have a plan to stay here because I am an immigrant and my family is living here right now. Right. So I need to stay here.
Yeah, fair enough. How's kind of the schooling different here in the US than how it was in Bangladesh?
Yeah, schooling system is different. Even education system is completely different from US, between US and Bangladesh. Like in Bangladesh, we have a age limitation, okay? We cannot study when we over age, then we cannot take admission. But in USA, you can study in your whole life, anytime, right?
Yeah.
And we have to decide our major when we are in school. But in USA, you can change your mind anytime. You can change your destination, you can change your subject, whatever you're comfortable with. But no, we don't have this kind of choice. We have to select our major when we are in school. So soon as you select it, you cannot change.
How old are you when you select it?
I'm sorry?
How old are you when you select your
major? It's like when you are in high school, like before 15.
15, oh, that's pretty early. what are you trying to learn here, I guess? Just
right now I am a student of ESL program because I need to speak English as like as American, and then I can understand everything what they said, and after that maybe I have a plan to continue my study in here.
What would you continue studying?
I have a plan to study in engineering subject, so I'm thinking about like mechanical engineering because TCC have this program.
Yeah, I've heard mechanical engineering is pretty fun.
Okay, I wish that it would be fun.
I hope so too, I'm doing it a bit myself. But so you're just doing the engineering program in the US, is there like a specific job you're trying to go for?
I'm living in Oklahoma City and my family is settled in here, so I don't want to move any other state, and Oklahoma State is good for, I think, oil and petroleum industry.
That is true.
So I have a plan to work that sector.
Okay.
Well, that would be a pretty interesting engineering project, huh?
Now, have you always wanted to do that since you were a kid? Have you always wanted to do that since you were a kid?
Yeah.
So, like, when you had to choose your major back in Bangladesh, is that what you focused on?
No, I chose my major when I moved here.
Okay, so you didn't choose.
Because I didn't know that about Oklahoma or United States before I moved here.
Okay.
So, I selected my major with discussed with my family and friends. And that's why I set my goal.
So you guys did say that you your family moved here as immigrants. Why did you guys come to the U.S.?
I don't know. You hear about DB lottery. My family, they got a DB lottery when it's like before, I think, 1990.
Oh, wow.
So this is a part of from U.S. government. They issue this lottery. It's a lot of country who own this lottery. They can enter to US legally.
Okay.
Wow. So
so right now, from last 4 years, there is no this kind of lottery or process.
Yeah.
Is stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a bit of trouble trying to deal with it? Or?
No.
It's pretty good. Yeah, how is it like living in the U.S.? Like, just kind of...
Yeah, U.S. life is really good. It's a friendly environment. Everything is friendly. If I'm talking about like transport, education, American, I think my opinion is they are peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What sticks out the most different-wise with the cultures?
My opinion is, in my country, the people are very religious. But here in USA, people are open-minded. Some people, they don't believe in God. Some people, they believe God, but they don't continue to go to church or religious place. But in our country, the people are more religious, and they have to go every day to religious place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they keep practicing.
Yeah. What is the
primary religion?
Yes,
of
primary
Bangladesh?
Religion.
Bangladesh, the most population main religion is Islam.
Okay.
Islam.
They're Muslim.
Yeah, that would definitely be more regimented religion. So, isn't it have almost a bit of a schedule to it?
Yeah, we have a schedule.
Yeah.
We have a schedule to go to our. We call mosque, you call church, we call mosque.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We have to go to 5 times in a mosque a day.
Yeah, that's so it's pretty different from America, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah, I've seen little bits of other religions, and it's like, that's a lot.
Yeah, so do you actually attend any churches here in the U.S. or mosques?
Yeah. In Tulsa, there's one mosque here in 41st and Sheridan. So then I work 6 days, so I cannot get much time to go there every day. I try to go there once a week.
Well, it's pretty good. Yeah, it's so how's that kind of, people treat you pretty well being in Islamic culture in America, I mean?
Yeah, we have some American people, they're also going to our mosque. So they learn about what happened after death. They learn about what you should to do, which is negative, which is correct way, which is bad way. They always teach us.
Oh, so yeah. So what would you kind of say your general opinion of the U.S. is so far?
You can make your dream true in USA. Because everything is under your favor. If you want to do something, you can do. But most of the country, if you want to do something, maybe you can't do.
Yeah, so
there's a lot of facility here. Like if you are continuing to study, maybe if you don't have enough money, maybe you can get a loan, a scholarship, whatever you are comfortable with, you can get it. But
now, back in Bangladesh, with the opportunities, is there anything that, like, gender-wise, you have limits whether you're female or male?
Right now, we don't have any discrimination about male and female. We all are same.
Okay. So everybody's got equal opportunity over there. Okay.
Do you have a job here in the U.S. so far?
I have a job. I work in a gas station.
Oh, which gas station?
It's called Fiesta Mart. I think you heard that name, Fiesta Mart. Sinclair gas station.
Yes, I actually think I've seen that one a few times.
I've seen one out off of 75 heading towards
Bartlesville. Yeah, maybe you see the dinosaur.
Yeah, the Mingo, I think? No.
Do you see the TCC 81st Mingo? There's one gas station there.
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking.
Yeah.
Right. I've actually driven past it a couple times. Yeah, it's a pretty decent ways from here, though. So, does it ever kind of get in the way of schooling?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, scheduling hours, just does it take up a lot of time from schooling?
Actually, I work at evening shift. And my ESL class is a morning shift, so I can easily mess my schedule.
Now, does your schoolwork kind of intermingle with your work hours, like homework? Do you struggle getting that done?
I usually do my homework on weekend.
Okay, so you can pretty much juggle it out. Okay.
All right. Yeah. So it's not too bad here at Tulsa, I suppose.
No, not too bad. So far, I'm enjoying here.
So, what night do you guys choose Tulsa?
Because my family, they already settled here.
Yeah.
And they have a job, business, so that's why I stay here.
Yeah, so, what business do they have?
They have a gas station business.
Okay.
I suppose it's just Tulsa's kind of good for gas stations?
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense. They pop up everywhere. What sticks out to you most about schooling here at TCC?
Could you please repeat that?
What sticks out the most here about the schooling at TCC?
Most here?
Most here.
The most. What kind of is more apparent or different or kind of unique?
What catches your eye about the schooling here at TCC?
Oh, no.
No?
Not much.
Nothing. Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Do you get involved with any groups? Any, like?
Actually, I didn't involve with any group because I have a full-time job.
Yeah.
So that's why I cannot manage my time. So.
Yeah. Like any of the school events, like the paint the blue, the zoo blue, or I know. West Campus does like an October.
I heard those event name.
Do you ever go to any of them?
But I didn't go yet.
No, just work too much.
Yeah, I need to work 40 to 50 hours per week.
That's a good bit. Yeah, so I guess you just don't really. Do you know any of the students here or many of them?
We have association. So one is called Hispanic Association, and another is called International Student Association. So maybe they're going to make a plan to go a tour.
Tour?
Yeah.
All right. So do you talk to many of the students here, though?
As the ESL student, we need to always talk. As we can talk, then we can learn more better.
Have you made friends?
Yeah, we made friends.
Hang out with any of them after school or anything?
No, actually, maybe some of them do, but I didn't get time.
Yeah.
So maybe just texting. That's
it.
Yeah, well, the 50-hour schedule is going to be
right.
On top of school.
That's
a lot of no free time.
No free time.
How's the ESL program? Is it difficult at all?
I think this is the best place if you learn English. The TCC, they have a good ESL program.
Good.
Right, so it's not too difficult then?
No, the teacher, they make it comfortable for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a different level of class. So when you get admitted here, they're going to select you which grade. We have intermediate grade, we have advanced grade, so that's why you can adjust.
Okay.
So which program are you in, the intermediate or advanced?
No, I am in right now, advanced program.
Advanced program? All right, so it's, is it a little fast-paced ever? Or?
Yeah, it's a little bit fast there compared to intermediate.
Yeah.
Is there anything specifically that you struggle with?
I struggle with like reading. The teacher tell me to read a lot of novel or book, but actually I didn't get enough time to read. That is the main problem.
Mm-hmm. Have you tried any of the books or just?
Yeah, last week I read one book. It's about English language history in the world. How English language, who first used this language, and how it spreads all over the world.
Was that by Churchill?
I think no. There's another writer. I forget that name.
Yeah. All right. I'm trying to think if I know that book. I don't think I do. Sorry. How's the environment and community of the school affected you, though? Like,
yeah, this environment is really friendly.
Yeah. So, you just do plan on working on the engineering of petrol and oil here after you're done with the ESL program and moving into engineering?
Yeah, I have a plan to continue study on mechanical engineering. Then maybe then I can move to petroleum engineering.
Yeah, so do you really kind of have an idea how long that might take to get through?
I think it's going to take like 4 years.
4 years?
If I am a regular student.
Are you just going to stay here with TCC, or do you plan on moving to like a bigger university?
TCC, they don't have a program. It's called petroleum engineering. They have only mechanical engineering related with petroleum engineering. So I have a plan to complete my associate degree on mechanical engineering. Then I'm going to move to TU.
Okay.
Because this is the only one university in Oklahoma, they offer petroleum engineering.
Okay.
There is no other university in Oklahoma that offer petroleum engineering.
It's right here in Tulsa.
So, yeah, none of the other like state universities do?
No. This program is not available in OSU or OU.
So what makes it, why do you think they do that?
I don't know why they don't have this program, but I heard some of university in Texas, they have this program. But in Oklahoma, only TU.
It's pretty interesting. So, interesting. Do you plan on staying in the U.S.? No, you already said that. How has living in the U.S. impacted your future, kind of your plans?
I think the desert will be good. If I continue to stay here and study here, I think my good future is waiting for me.
Mm-hmm. Once you finish the engineering programs, do you ever plan on maybe moving to a different state?
I think Oklahoma has a lot of opportunity in this sector. Mm-hmm. So I don't think so. I need to move to another state.
Yeah. So, what kind of jobs come with the engineering programs for petrol? Like, would you have a business or?
No, I have a plan to do job because business I can't think right now. It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm just not very familiar with kind of how working with petrol engineering works.
I think they need to travel more.
They do need to travel more?
Yeah, because there's no specific area for oil. Maybe this oil is in a lot of area and spreading in whole Oklahoma.
So you would have to do quite a bit of moving around then.
Right. I need to move around.
So just
it's okay, I love traveling.
Yeah, traveling's pretty fun. Have you ever been anywhere? Other than America and Bangladesh?
We don't have a direct flight from USA to Bangladesh, so we need to stop in Dubai.
What was it like there?
Yeah, so...
Short stop, I suppose.
It's like 4 or 6 hours. You need to stay there.
Then you don't need to really change leave the airport.
Yeah, I need to stay inside the airport.
Yeah. So you just kind of like stop and then go.
Right.
So would you ever actually consider trying to just travel on like a vacation or anything?
Right now, I don't have any plan to do. I love to enjoy my vacation. But I don't have right now any plan to go to vacation.
Where would you like to go?
There's a lot of place to visit in USA.
Mm-hmm.
When I heard that people in USA, they go to another country, but I think we have a lot of option here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot, 50 states. Every state has a different nice tourism area.
Now, would you like to visit every state?
maybe in future.
Yeah.
It depends on my income.
Yes, yes.
It's quite an ambitious project.
Hey, it's a challenge.
Does it ever seem like some of the states are fairly different than the others, like kind of the people? Or does it all...
Actually, I didn't mix with any other state people.
You've just been to
Oklahoma.
So, what do you think they would be different, or...?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think they are a little bit different, but...
Maybe in New York or California area.
Yes.
Yes.
It's when you like push further to each coast.
I think their life is so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Would you consider going to like one of those places first, or would you travel to like Texas or something to stay in Dallas?
I think who used to live in Oklahoma, they don't like to stay in New York or California, because I don't think so they're going to adjust with those people. But they can come here and they easily live their life here.
Mm-hmm.
Because Oklahoma life is more comfortable.
Yes. It's very...
It's a bit slower.
Rural, I guess. Like, it's calm.
Like, in other states, some states, like Chicago, if I call Chicago or New York, you can drive all the time. There's a lot of traffic there.
Very
if populated. If you go to your work or your school or college... public service train, so you need to get up early, stay at line, but here, you just drive your car.
Mm-hmm.
Here, traffic, how's the traffic in Tulsa, pretty easy, or?
I think it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
What's driving like back home?
I didn't drive it back home.
No.
We have a public transportation.
Okay. Is like your driver's license fairly easy to get, or is it?
In Bangladesh, it's easy to get it.
Just it's easier to take public transportation?
But we have a lot of traffic there,
mm-hmm.
so
yeah,
we don't do drive.
Yeah.
It takes a long time.
So it's a rather condensed place, isn't it?
Right.
Kind of places are fun here around Tulsa?
I think Tulsa is a good place for, especially for kids. There's a lot of park for kids. And for adult, I don't think so we have a lot of option here.
No.
Maybe we have a fair. Maybe once in a year for maybe 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
I think it's
about 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Two
is
weeks.
Coming up.
So,
do you plan on attending the fair?
And last time I go there, I went there last time. It's enjoyable place.
Yeah.
It's more fun.
Do you go on the weekends or more of a weekday?
I went on weekend.
Oh man, we go.
It's
on,
too busy.
We go on the weekdays because it's slow. And there's no lines.
Yeah. I guess that's how actually.
Do you guys have any type of like a fair or carnival back home?
Yeah, we have yearly lot of fair.
Mm-hmm.
In back home.
Is it similar to the Tulsa fair?
It's pretty much similar,
mm-hmm.
like Tulsa.
Just the different cultures.
Just a different culture.
Yeah. Actually, how long have you stayed in the U.S.?
I have been here for like 3 years.
3 years. All right. it's a pretty decent amount of time, so does it kind of feel like you've completely gotten used to the change yet?
I'm trying to change.
Just trying to get used to our culture. Now, one thing we have heard of during these oral histories is weddings. How are they different? Have you attended one or seen one from the U.S.?
Wedding culture is different between the U.S. and Bangladesh.
Would you want to explain your guys' weddings?
Here in U.S., I saw that when people get married, they just go to church with their family members or maybe some close friend. But in Bangladesh, when they get married, they invite a lot of people. Okay, they book a conventional center.
Mm-hmm.
It's like more than 1,000 people gather there.
Wow.
Yeah. Big party.
It's a big party.
That's pretty
big. Do you guys like festivities, parties? Do you do a lot of that?
We have some religious party.
Mm-hmm.
I think 3 religious party in a year, every year.
Okay.
It's a main religious party.
So is it kind of like a holiday or a party?
This party in a holiday. This religious party in holiday because government give a vacation.
Okay, so
for
it's
that
like
party.
A,
it's like
national.
Christmas Day in USA. Like everybody get off.
Okay.
So what kind of festivities do you guys do for them?
So our religious party we call Eid. We call Eid, Eid Day.
Eid Day?
Eid Day.
So, what stuff do you do for it? Like, is it more of a public events happen or is it more family?
We just get together our family. Our morning is start to go to our mosque to pray to God. And after that, we meet with our family. We used to buy a new dress for that day.
So, have any of them kind of seemed a little like maybe Christmas or Easter here in America?
It's pretty much similar. In Christmas, USA people, they love to give gift to their friends and family. We also do same thing.
So what specifically is that holiday for?
Is it a specific holiday for Eid Day?
Yeah,
it? We have other holiday.
Mm-hmm.
We have like Independence Day.
Okay.
Weekly holiday.
Alright, well, I think what she wanted to know is kind of what is Ite for exactly? Why is it a holiday?
The American Christmas is like Jesus' day of birth. What would Ite be for you guys?
It's a religious history in Ite. Like in our, you guys say your holy book is Bible.
Mm-hmm.
We say Quran.
Mm-hmm.
So our prophet, like your prophet is like Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We said our prophet is, his name is Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he start this day because from God. This is used to like from very past.
Yeah.
We celebrate this day especially to share with who are live under poverty.
Mm-hmm.
The poor people.
Yeah.
So we love to give something to them.
Okay.
So this way we celebrate this day.
That's cool.
So is charity pretty important?
It's like charity.
Okay.
Well, is it important in Bangladesh for that culture?
Yeah, this is our part of our religious.
Charity.
Okay. Right. So is it any similar here in America or do you feel like they're less charitable?
No, in USA it's like optional. But in our country, it's mandatory.
Okay.
Who are rich, they have to give something.
Yeah.
To poor people.
So, which do you kind of prefer? Do you?
Sometimes we give money, we give food, we give
mm-hmm.
clothes. Same.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, would do you rather and the culture in Bangladesh, the charity there, or the more how it's viewed here?
We don't have here like charity organization. Even USA, there's a lot of charity organization, but we don't have this kind of organization.
Mm-hmm.
But we know each other in neighbor who are living under poverty, in our family members.
So it's something you're gonna hold on to,
right?
As like your moral, like you feel like that is, you're going to be charitable because that's how you were raised.
Yeah, like in our religion, there's instruction when you give something to poor,
mm-hmm.
yeah, then you can get more in future.
Okay.
So this way we practice.
Okay.
All right. Just how do you kind of view the charity in America, though?
In USA, it's really hard to find the poor people sometimes. So this organization is the best way. If you donate something to organization, they can easily reach to the poor people.
Yeah.
Right. So this is the best way to give donate.
True.
So it's a pretty good system for it, I guess. Most systems in America ever seem like that, or do some seem a little more messy?
I think it's country-wise different.
Yeah.
It is different. Actually, kind of what's the government difference like? Wasn't Bangladesh more recently a republic represented? What was it exactly?
Our government is a republic.
Was it like representative of republic or?
Yeah, republic.
How does that differ from America?
It's like when you nominate in US government for 4 years, but in Bangladesh when we nominate our government is like for 5 years.
Okay.
And in USA, like anybody cannot be president for more than two times, but in Bangladesh, it's a lot of time.
Yeah.
So kind of what are the political differences then? Like how politics work here?
No, it's pretty much same.
Pretty similar?
Pretty much same.
Okay. Now, the U.S. tries to keep like a separation of church and politics. Is that kind of the same way in Bangladesh? Or is your politics very religiously held?
No, our politics is not religiously.
It's separate from church.
Probably separate. Would you kind of say that it seems like the American government's pretty separate from church here?
I think it's not similar with church.
Yeah.
It's different.
It's pretty different. Would you be able to participate in elections here yet?
I think maybe when I got my citizenship, then I can participate to election.
So you have your citizenship?
Right now I don't have.
Are you just a resident right now?
I'm just a resident here.
Okay, so you're a resident. Do you plan on, like, how long does it take to get your citizenship?
I need to stay here for 3 years. After complete 3 years, then I can apply for citizenship.
So coming up soon?
I think this December I'll apply for my citizenship.
That's good.
Oh, would you participate in elections?
Yeah.
You feel like you'll vote?
Yeah, I think when I give a vote, then I am part of this country.
Yeah.
I feel very.
A lot of people don't vote because they just don't care. But.
Yeah. So. I guess we don't want to get too political, I suppose. So.
Yeah. I mean.
It has been a good while, so I guess just, do you have any questions for us or information you'd like to share?
No, thanks.
No? All right. Well, it's been a good interview. Thank you for letting us come here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, I guess that's all.